Minnesota writer Will Weaver is back with his second novel in the Haugen family saga. Black Dirt, Bright Stars follows his 2023 novel Power and Light, where we first meet the Haugen family, four siblings of Norwegian immigrants who are struggling to make a living off their farm in northeast North Dakota. Black Dirt, Bright Stars picks up after the family lose a court battle against an evil and powerful man, and as the story moves forward, justice is never far from their minds. Spanning from the 1930s to the 1980s, Black Dirt, Bright Stars is told mainly through Jenny Haugen's point of view as she steps up and leads the family forward. Will Weaver says of his character, "She is easy to underestimate, but that is at your peril." Here's our What We're Reading conversation with Will Weaver. Black Dirt, Bright Stars is your new novel. It can be read as a standalone, but of course, the experience will be enriched by reading the first book, Power and Light. So I wonder if you could just reintroduce us to the Haugen family who we met in Power and Light.
Well, thank you. I'm still interested in the Scandinavian experience in the upper Midwest. That's my background, the Norwegian side of my family. And I'm drawing heavily on that immigrant experience of my grandfather as a small boy. Some of those stories became Power and Light, settling into North Dakota and then Northwestern Minnesota. Like most immigrants, struggling with language, culture, agency. And a novel needs a plot, and the plot was strongly taken from an incident, a crime against one of my great aunts, for which there was never any justice. And I remembered that as a small boy, that something had happened to her, my great aunt. And so her story and the fight for justice became the plot of my fictional family, the Haugens in Power and Light.
So one of the most memorable characters, at least to me, in Power and Light was Jenny, the youngest of the Haugens. And we get more of her here in the new book, Black Dirt, Bright Stars. And she is just a force to be reckoned with. Of all the Haugens, why did this story focus mostly on Jenny?
Yes, the Haugens consist of four siblings in Power and Light. There are three sisters and the older brother. Now, two of those siblings were born in Norway and two in America. And that's no small matter. The oldest brother still clings to Norway. The youngest, Jenny, is a more modern young woman. And it's she who steps up and leads the family forward. And I really enjoyed writing her, creating her, making her three-dimensional. She is easy to underestimate, but that is at your peril.
And she proves that time and time again throughout the story, which is just a wonderful aspect of her character. I'd also like to talk about Sally, and she is the Haugen sibling who is struggling with the trauma of the sexual assault against her by the town doctor. And then she's got the added trauma of her child being taken away from her too. And what really struck me in the beginning of this book is how the moments where the family all kind of silently understands that, boy, she really needs help, but they're kind of at a loss of at what to do. I wonder if you can talk about, like, what is the dynamic there? Is it more of a sign of the times? Is it a Scandinavian kind of culture thing where we see this person struggling, but, you know, what do we do at this point?
Well, I think you're onto it. It is both a sign of the times, and the times here are in the late 30s and early 1940s. And then onward for Sally, again, the assault is kind of a life sentence for her, as it would be for any person. And it also is an aspect of the Norwegian culture, the matter of silences and secrets. But again, back to the times, where was the support then? Where were the call-in numbers? Where were the counselors? Well, none of that was available for women going through assaults. And so the Haugens, have to deal with this on their own, in their own way. And as Jenny said in the first page of the novel, this is not over, not while I'm alive. And then that is the engine that drives Black Dirt, Bright Stars.
In Power and Light, it was very clear that the family had each other, but they were very isolated from other people in their town. And in Black Dirt, Bright Stars, we see their family grow from both within, and then and additionally, like a found family kind of forms too. Can you talk about how the Haugens evolve as a family in this book?
Family is the heart of both of these novels. And I'm very interested in the, what we'll call the arc of family, how families grow and thrive, or become stuck in neutral, or in some cases, peter out. And that is of great interest to me. And I think in literature, people, and I'm sort of banking on this, people love a family novel. They love to see those stories of how families evolved. And I wanted to show in particular this immigrant family gaining agency in America. And agency is land for them, and agency is power, and land is power. But to see the family grow and come into modern times was a really fun thing for me to create.
So with that added family dynamic working, the addition of sons and daughters and cousins and adopted children, it made me wonder how much you were drawing from your own family dynamic.
Yes, the growth of family is kind of a miraculous thing. Marriages, or I was just reading in Middle March a little bit, and there's a wonderful line, imprudent marriage and imprudent marriages. Some marriages don't work out well. Some are quite prudent and are very, very successful. But yes, I'm drawing on my own family and its expansion outward geographically to have family in Atlanta, in on the West Coast, here and there, and back to Norway. That's kind of a miraculous thing, how families spread outward. So, yes, I've always drawn on my family experiences in my fiction to at least some degree.
This is what we're reading on KAXE KBXE. We're talking with Minnesota writer Will Weaver. Book two of the Haugen Saga has just come out. It's called Black Dirt, Bright Stars. I always think it's interesting in series writing to be out touring for your book while also working on the next book in the series. And I wonder if you can share what the response was like for Power and Light. And did any of that help inform where you took the story in Black Dirt, Bright Stars?
That's a really, really good question. I will tell you that I had the grand plan to have a big, fat, 1,000-page doorstop of a novel that did everything. But my editor said, as I got toward the what I thought was the end of Power and Light, he said, "I don't think it's the end, and it's going to get too big and too long." And so we made a decision at that point to do the sequel. But back to being on the road on the book tour trail, doing readings, it is instructive to hear people's reactions. And one of them was the matter of using the Norwegian language in Power and Light, because I start out actually in Norway at the end of the 20th century. The Haugen family is just leaving Norway, and there's a lot of Norwegian language. And I used my skills, I hope, to sort of translate that on the fly, but still it put a lot of pressure on the reader. So there was that factor. There was also the matter of the sexual assault and me crossing gender lines to write that. And so we had that discussion often, and it was very, very useful, very helpful for me to hear that. And I think for the audience to understand that I'm certainly not writing about Sally's victimization as a plot gambit. It's a family story, and that is, I think, gender aside, that gives me the authority to write that. So those discussions were useful.
So you and I had a chance to talk when Power and Light was published, and you had said that writing it, and you kind of alluded to that earlier in this interview here, writing it was a way to help you unpack that rather dark part of your family's history and their experiences as immigrants in North Dakota, that lacking of agency, the injustices against your family. Is this still the case in this new book? Did you feel that you were still unpacking those things, or does Black Dirt, Bright Stars represent something more than that?
I think there was a great catharsis for me finishing Black Dirt, Bright Stars. I said when we had our conversation that it's impossible to apply justice retroactively, but at least it can be addressed and it can be honored. People's lives can be honored in retrospect. And I feel like I've done that and done justice to my old family, as I call them, my great aunt in particular, and saluted our Midwest along the way. You know, this novel, Black Dirt, Bright Stars, covers essentially 40 years from the 1940s into 1980. And it was fun as a kind of a side benefit to see the 20th century unfold. The heart of the 20th century unfold along the plot line with my family of the Haugens.
Will Weaver is the author of Black Dirt, Bright Stars. I so enjoyed being reunited with the Haugen family. This was a compelling and satisfying conclusion to their saga. I highly recommend this book. For What We're Reading, I'm Tammy Bobrowski.